Hi, I'm Henry Wired for UConn's Fresh Air. Today we're going to take a look at the television industry. The television industry has come a long way since the Publix first was introduced in the early 20th century. Back in its earlier days, even things that would seem absolutely harmless in today's world were strictly prohibited in TV's infant years. Nowadays, you can see just about anything on television programs, from violent murders to uncensored sexual acts. What does this mean for viewers, and is this a bad thing for the media literacy of the audience? Today I will be interviewing Ronan Lane for a brief look into his views of the current landscape of the television industry. Hi Ronan, could you first off tell me some of your favorite shows?
Hey Henry, how's it going? Thanks for having me on the show. I'd say that some of my favorite TV shows are either Breaking Bad or The Walking Dead, probably.
Alright, cool. Yeah, those definitely seem to be some popular TV shows around culture today. So both of those shows that you mentioned definitely are pretty violent. I know The Walking Dead is obviously about zombies and not about real people, but I would say that Breaking Bad and The Walking Dead definitely have a lot of violence. I mean, you see characters in those shows shooting at each other. In Breaking Bad, there's references to drug uses and making drugs. Could you talk a little bit about how you think this may affect viewers and whether or not you think this is a bad thing?
I think it can go either way. Personally, in terms of young viewers, I feel like it gives them a sense of idea that committing crimes or hurting or killing other people can happen with little or no consequences. They don't really realize that it's a TV show and it's nowhere near reality.
All right, yeah, that makes sense. So do you feel like shows like this shouldn't happen, or do you think more along the lines that like it gives viewers and a younger audience like a view into something that they shouldn't be doing?
I think that's tough because all these shows are obviously meant for entertainment purposes, and I don't think they shouldn't be made just because they have a little bit of violence in them. But I do think that they should help their viewers be more aware of that, how this isn't reality and that's not really how society works, and just make sure that they understand that when you do commit crimes or hurt people in shows like Breaking Bad, that there will be serious consequences.
All right, cool. All right, I think that's all the questions I have for you today. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Yep, thanks for having me.
As with most things in life, we can see that there are both positives and negatives to every situation. I think that a big part of what's being seen today in TV and in the media in general is that, yes, it is violent, yes, there is drug use, murders, uncensored sexual acts, but a lot of that is how the viewer takes it. One could certainly say that everything violent and considered inappropriate on TV could be taken a bad way, but one could also see the positive side, and that perhaps viewers could learn from watching this and learn that, you know, that it's a TV show and not real life, and like Ronan said, that there will be consequences for everything. An important connection that I believe can be made back to class is that everyone watching is perceiving and viewing things in their own mind. Perhaps some people may think of it as violent, but other people could be viewing it in a completely different way. I think this relates a lot to logos and the theory of logic. Obviously, most credible and sane people understand that what's going on is terribly wrong and will have terrible consequences, and thus they know not to commit them. I think for a lot can be said to the catharsis of aggression, that by seeing this, they realize, oh, this will have terrible consequences in real life, and I should not be committing these crimes. All in all, I think what happens in the TV industry and in the media landscape is completely up to the person. It could be positive and negative, both at the same time. Once again, I'm Henry Wired for UConn's Fresh Air, and that's all for today. See you next week.